بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله، all praise is due to Allah who made the path to him easy for those who really believed. The one who made the path of guidance leading to his pleasure. And he made the sign of following the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as evidence and alhamdulillah for his decrees, the universal and the legislative ones. Alhamdulillah, for he deserves all the praise. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله, and I bear witness that no God deserves worship except Allah, the true God, without a partner or an associate. And I bear witness that Muhammad Abduhu Al-Mustafa, his chosen slave and messenger and prophet, the truthful one, who is inspired and sent as a mercy to mankind, an evidence against all those who rebel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he got Adam down to earth, he sent him down by a decree, manifesting his perfect attributes and actions, so that Adam returns to his earlier best conditions. He wanted subhanahu wa ta'ala to make Adam and his offspring test from the toils of this life and its worries and concerns, that which will make him magnify and make them magnify the value of entering the abode of bliss again. Because the opposite is manifested by its opposite. And if they were to be raised in the abode of bliss, they wouldn't have estimated its proper value. He also, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to command them and to test them and to try them. And paradise is not the abode for checking legal responsibility. So he sent them down to earth. And in return, he compensated for that with the best of reward, which would not have been possible to attain without His command and legislations. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to make from them prophets and messengers and friends and martyrs, loving them and they love Him. So He let a free encounter between them and between His enemies and tried them through that. And when they preferred that which leads to their Creator and exerted themselves and their wealth in His pleasure and in that which He loves, they attained from His love and from His pleasure and nearness to Him that which would not be possible to attain without all of this happening. Without all of this happening. Send them for the place of trials and checking. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is qualified with the best names, the oft forgiving, the most merciful, the oft pardoning, the clement one, the one who lifts in honor, and the one who humiliates to disgrace, the one who gives life and causes death. And it's inevitable that the manifestations of these names to occur, and thus His hikmah, His wisdom, was to send Adam down and his offspring in an abode, manifesting upon them that which is entailed by His beautiful names, forgiving whom He ever wishes, having mercy upon whomever He wishes, lifting in honor whomever He wishes, disgracing in humiliation whomever He wishes, lifting in might whomever He wishes, and avenging from whomever He wishes, giving and taking all in accordance with His wisdom, knowledge and justice. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Malik, the King. And the King, He is the one who commands and prohibits, the one who commands and forbids, the one who gives reward and the one who punishes, the one who honors and the one who humiliates. So His kingship entailed that Adam and his offspring be in abode upon them manifested the rulings of the king. Then he takes them to an abode, perfecting what his decrees entail. He sent them, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to an abode in which their belief in the unseen is the beneficial belief, whereas the belief in the witnessed it is such that everyone will believe on the day of resurrection, when at that time no soul will be availed except if it believed in the unseen. So if they were created in the abode of bliss, they wouldn't have attained the rank of believing in the unseen and the enjoyment and the honor cannot be attained without the belief in this unseen. As a consequence of their belief in the unseen, they will be in the abode of enjoyment and honor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam from a hold. He held a handful from all earth, and the earth has the good and wicked, the easy and difficult, the honorable and the wretched, and the mean. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, إن الله تعالى خلق آدم من قبضة قبضها من جميع الأرض. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah created Adam from a hold of a handful from all earth. فجاء بنو آدم على قدر الأرض. And so the children of Adam came like the earth. منهم الأحمر والأسود. From them is the red, the white, and the black, and the red, and the yellow, and between them, and the easy, and the difficult, والخبيث والطيب, and the wicked, and the good. والحديث سنده صحيح. And this hadith is of authentic narration. So he knew, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in the lions of Adam there are those who are not fit to be in his abode. So he brought them down to an abode to extract from them the good and the wicked from their lions. Then he distinguished them separately in two abodes, making the good the ones deserving his nearness in his abode of paradise. And as to the wicked, to be the inhabitants of the abode fitting the evil and wicked ones. That's why Allah said, لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَيَجْعَلَ الْخَبِيثَ بَعْضَهُ عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَيَرْكُمَهُ جَمِيعًا فَيَجْعَلَهُ فِي جَهَنَّمَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. In order that Allah may distinguish the wicked, the believers, from the wicked, the disbelievers, from the good, the believers, and put the wicked one on another, heap them together and cast them into hell. Those it is they who are the losers. And when he subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that amongst his offspring, Adam's offspring, there are those who are not fit for Allah's closeness and nearness, he brought them down to an abode from which he extracted those and sent them to the abode that fits them. Hikmatun baligha. Perfect wisdom and penetrating will. And this is the taqdeer of Al-Aziz, Al-Aleem. This is the decree of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. And when he said to his angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك. And remember when your Lord said to the angels, verily I am going to place mankind generations after generations on earth. They said, will you place therein those who will make mischief therein and shed blood while we glorify you with praises and thanks? أجابهم بقوله إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. He answered them, I know that which you don't know. Then he made his knowledge manifested to his slaves and to his angels in that which he made on earth from the special of his creation and his messengers and his prophets and his friends and from those who draw nearness to him, exerting themselves and their lives for his love and for his pleasure and content, while struggling against their lusts and their desires, leaving that which is beloved to them in order to draw nearer to him, abandoning their lusts for his pleasure, exerting their love and themselves in his love, and praising him day and night, worshipping him while facing the impediments of desire and lusts and the self and the enemy, while you, the angels, تَعْبُدُونَنِي أَنْتُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُعَارِضٍ يُعَارِضُكُمْ. While you angels worship me without any impediment opposing you and without any lust overwhelming you and without an enemy facing you, بَلْ عِبَادَتُكُمْ لِي, your worship of me, بِمَنْزِلَةِ النَّفَسِ لِأَحَدِكُمْ, is like your breath. Your worship of me is just like your breath. Furthermore, فَإِنِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُظْهِرَ مَا خَفِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ شَأْنِ عَدُوِّي. Furthermore, I want to make manifest that which is hidden from you in relation to my enemy and his war against me and his arrogance, taking the paths against my pleasure. This and that were hidden in Abi al-Bashar, in the father of mankind, and Abi al-Jinn, the father of Jinn. So he brought them both down, making manifest that knowledge which was known only to him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making manifest his wisdom and his decree was perfected and executed. And then it became clear to the angels that knowledge which Allah kept from them and which they knew not. And since he subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the patient ones and loves the good doers and those who fight in his cause in ranks solidified, and those who turn to him in repentance, and those who purify themselves in his pleasure, and those who love gratitude. And his love is the utmost of honor. Then accordingly, his hikmah, his wisdom, is to put Adam and his offspring in an abode to bring forth these qualities through which they can attain the highest of his honors from his love. And thus, their sending down to the earth is from the greatest favors upon them. وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. But Allah chooses for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is the owner of great bounty. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted to have from Adam's offspring an offspring who will receive his help and love, and they love him. His love of them is their greatest objective and perfection. And this would not be manifest except by agreeing to his pleasure and following his command, and relinquishing the wills of the self and its desires, so he brought them down to an abode. أَمَرَهُمْ فِيهَا وَنَهَاهُمْ, commanding them therein and forbidding them from what he forbade them. So they carried on his commands and kept away from his prohibitions, attaining through that their love of him. So he gave them his love. And this is from his perfect wisdom and perfect mercy. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created his creation in states and conditions and many forms, part of his decree, is that he made Adam and his offspring excel over many of his creation. He made their ubudiyya to him, their slavery in worship of him, the best of their ranks. It is affirmed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, giving him the choice to choose between to be a king, a prophet, or a slave prophet. He looked at Jibreel as if consulting him. Jibreel indicated to him, tawada, be humble. So he said, بَلْ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا نَبِيًّا, rather I choose to be a slave prophet. And this hadith is reported by Ahmad and others, and its chain is sahih, is correct. And Allah mentioned him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as a slave in the highest mentioning of ranks, in the rank of Isra, of ascension to heaven. He called him a slave worshipper. And in the rank of da'wah, and in the rank of challenges, he called him abd, slave. In the rank of Isra, he subhanahu wa ta'ala described him and mentioned him, subhana alladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan walam yaqul birasulihi wala nabiyihi. Glorified be he, Allah, who took his slave Muhammad, he didn't say his messenger Muhammad, he didn't say his prophet Muhammad, for a journey by night from the sacred mosque, the sacred haram, to the farthest mosque in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds, denoting that he attained this rank of ubudiyya, of slavery to Allah, and this is that the highest and most perfect station a person can reach. And in the station of da'wah, in Surah Al-Jinn, وأنه لما قام عبد الله يدعوه كادوا يكونون عليه لبدا. وأنه لما قام عبد الله And when the slave of Allah, he didn't call him his messenger, he didn't call him his prophet here, and when the slave of Allah stood up invoking in prayer to him, just made round him a dense crowd as if sticking one over the other in order to listen to the recitation. The jinns were listening to the recitation. In this da'wah station, he called him the slave. And in the station of tahaddi, challenge, also he called him a slave. As in Surah Al-Baqarah in 2:23, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُ بِصُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. And if you are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down to our slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then produce a surah, a chapter of the like thereof, and call your witnesses besides Allah if you are truthful. A station of tahaddi, challenge. And in the Sahihain, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, in the hadith of intercession, and when the prophets direct people to go to whom? To go to the Prophet والسلام, listen to Jesus, peace be upon him, to Isa alayhi salam, saying to them, idhabu ila Muhammad, go to Muhammad, abdin Look what he called him. Abdin ghafara Allahu lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi wa ma ta'akhkhar. A slave whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him his past and future sins. Indicating that he attained this greatest and most perfect station. And this is the station of ubudiyya to Allah. Slavery to Allah. And if this ubudiyya to Allah has this level, then his wisdom entailed that Allah made Adam and his offspring reside in an abode to work for this rank through their obedience to him and through drawing nearer to him in that which he loves, and abandoning and relinquishing their familiarities, what they prefer, for his sake. And that therefore, فَكَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ تَمَامِ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَإِحْسَانِهِ إِلَيْهِمْ. And therefore this, therefore, is from his perfect bounty and favor upon them. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanted his slaves, whom he bestowed upon them from his bounty, wanted them to appreciate the bounty so that they become more loving of him and more perfect in their gratitude and more in their enjoyment of what he gave them. So فَأَرَاهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ فِعْلَهُ بِأَعْدَائِهِ. So he subhanahu wa ta'ala made them see what he does to his enemies and what he prepared for them from punishments and all sorts of painful torments. This would not have been without having them on earth and testing and trialing them, giving success to whom he wishes as mercy and favor from him, and humiliation to whom he wishes, hikmatan minhu wa adla, entailed by his wisdom and justice, wa huwa al-alim al-hakim, and he is the all-knowing, all-wise. Each of them received what they received, because to him either one is the proper place. One receiving the mercy and the bounty and fitting for it, and the other not fit for that and therefore dealt with his justice. And there is no doubt, when the believer sees his enemy and the enemy of the one he loves and he who is most beloved to him, Allah, seeing him going through the punishments while he is enjoying the mercy and the bliss of Allah, then his pleasure increases and his enjoyment intensifies. And the favors will be perfected. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, created them to worship him. This is al-ghaya al-matlooba. This is the objective sought. قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created jinn and mankind for the sole purpose of worshipping me alone. And وَمَعْلُومٌ, and it is known, أَنَّ كَمَالَ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ الْمَطْلُوبِ, the perfected عُبُودِيَّة requested from the creation, لا يحصل في دار النعيم والبقاء, would not occur in the bliss, in the abode of bliss and other living. إنما يحصل في دار المحنة والابتلاء, rather it occurs in the abode of trials and tests. أما دار البقاء, as to the abode of bliss, that's an abode of enjoyment and favors. It is not an abode for testing and trials and legal checking of responsibility. So it is from the favor of Allah upon Adam and his offspring. that he made them examine and see what their enemy did to them and to their father. So they are to be prepared and take guard. And if it is said, كان من الممكن أن لا يسلط عليهم العدو, it would have been possible that he may not try them with their enemy, then it is to be said, it preceded that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and his offspring in a form which entails their mixing with the enemy and to be tried by him. And if he would have wished, لَخَلَقَهُمْ كَالْمَلَائِكَ, he would have created them like the angels, intellect without desire. So in this case, the enemy would not have a way to them. But had they been created on this nature, there would have been creation other than the creation of the children of Adam. The children of Adam had been formulated on intellect and desire, and that's why they have to face the enemy. And since man's happiness is in Allah's love, and since the love, the true love, can be attained when the beloved is given precedence and preference over everything else from the desires of the self, and since this requires hardship in obedience and to attain his pleasure, in this way the love really settles and its affirmation becomes known through such struggles. As such, then his hikmah, his wisdom, Allah's wisdom, entailed bringing them to this abode which is engulfed with desires and what the self loves, in order for them to attain his love and giving him preference and precedence over everything else. And that's why they can bear the difficulties and patience against temptations and misguidance. Through that, the authority of love intensifies, and its tree in the heart grows, and its fruits on the limbs sprout, because the true love is the one which is affirmed despite the impediments. And the other love, which is conditional upon pleasure, good health, is not affirmed when it is faced by impediments and oppositions, because the thing which is dependent upon a conditional thing will not exist when the condition is not existing. And anyone who loves you for a certain objective, he will turn away from you when his objective is over. And there is a difference between the one who worships Allah on all of his conditions, happiness, prosperity, distress, adversity, testing and trials, from the one who worships him only on conditions of prosperity and happiness. And since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs to him all the perfect praise, then the manifestation of the causes which he is to praise for them, this is entailed by the fact that he is the praised one, and that it is binding to his praise. How is that? Because the causes are of two types: فضل وعدل, a bounty and a justice. And he is praised on all of that. And therefore, it's inevitable that the causes of justice be manifested, so that the perfect praise is attained, which he deserves. In the same manner that he subhanahu wa ta'ala is praised for his favor and bounties and rewards, he is praised for his justice and avenge and punishment, because all of that originates from his might and wisdom. And that's why he subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed to this so many times, as in Surah Al-Shu'ara, where he mentions at the end of each story from the stories of the messengers and their nations, he mentions the following verse in 29, in 26, 9, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. سورة الشعراء, إن في ذلك لآية. In that, in meaning, verily in this, what happened to the messengers in their confrontation with their nations and the punishment that came to their nations when they are rejected, verily in this is an ayah, yet most of them don't, are not believers. فإن ربك, and verily your Lord, he is truly almighty and most merciful. So here he tells us that this is coming from his might, which comprises his perfect ability, and from his wisdom, which comprises his perfect knowledge and putting things in their fitting places. So he put his favor and safety to his messengers and their followers, and put his anger and revenge and destruction on their enemies, each in its proper place, because of his two attributes, izzah wa hikmah, might and wisdom. And that's why he subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he tells us on his decree, about his decree between the people of happiness and people of wretchedness, and the destiny of each of them to this, to their respective abodes, which do not fit except them, and which his wisdom cannot entail except that, he said, 39 75, وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah from all around, glorifying the praises of their Lord, and they, all the creatures, will be judged with the truth, and it will be said, all praises and thanks be to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. On this one, we stop and we continue the subject inshallah tomorrow. And this is based on Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah discussions on the wisdoms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his creation. And this is from his book, based upon such discussion which he had in his book Miftahu Dar al-Sa'ada, the key to the door of happiness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, and to make us from the people of the abode of happiness, Al-Jannah. وصلى الله على محمد على آله وصحبه وسلم.